President Václav Klaus begins talks on Thursday to resolve the ongoing political crisis. Last week, Mirek Topolánek failed to win a vote of confidence in his minority cabinet, and on Wednesday he'll formally submit his resignation to the president. The ball is now back in Mr. Klaus's court, so what lies in store for a country that has spent the last 4 months without a proper government? Rob Cameron now joins me in the studio. Rob, what are Mr. Klaus's options?
Well, Emily, on paper, quite a few, but in practice, it's not really clear whether they'll produce any concrete solutions. According to the Constitution, Mr. Klaus has the first two goes at nominating someone to form a government. He's had his first, Mirek Topolánek, and that failed. He can give Mr. Topolánek a second chance, but it's clear from Mr. Topolánek's party, the Civic Democrats, that he himself is no longer counting on being prime minister.
Right, so who can he ask to form a government?
Well, he's been letting it known via his advisers that he's in favour of a cross-party government of technocrats led by an uncontroversial premier, someone that all parties in Parliament can agree on to support as a short-term measure to take the country to early elections, probably next year. And as usual in situations like this, there's all sorts of speculation about who that will be. Jan Straský, he was served briefly as Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia in 1992, the former trade and industry minister Jan Dlouhý, even Michaela Erbenová, and she's just on the board of the Czech National Bank.
And what chance does Mr. Klaus have of putting together such a caretaker government?
It's hard to say now. The problem is that Jiří Paroubek, the former prime minister and the leader of the Social Democrats, is very much against the creation of such a government. He's claiming that he can put together a majority government, a political government, and that means with the support of the Communist Party and at least one MP who would presumably defect from one of the centre-right parties. So he is demanding the right to try himself.
And would President Klaus give him that chance?
Under the Constitution, he might have to. If Mr. Klaus's second choice also fails, it's then up to the chairman of the lower house, himself a Social Democrat, to nominate someone. The Civic Democrats say, in public at least, that Mr. Paroubek is simply bluffing when he claims he can find enough votes in Parliament for a majority government. But I think that privately some are worried that he might just be able to pull it off. So a government of technocrats and early elections is seen as far more desirable for the centre-right, at least.
So who do you think will decide the outcome?
Partly President Klaus and his negotiating skills, and partly, as is increasingly the case in the last few years, the Communist Party, because without them, a caretaker cabinet can't survive a vote of confidence in Parliament if Mr. Paroubek and his Social Democrats refuse to support it. And equally, Mr. Paroubek, in turn, can't create this supposed majority government without the Communists. So they really hold the key.
Well, thank you, Rob Cameron.